Your Houston Morning News with Matt Patrick continues.
KTRH News Time 6:16. As you know, the president has shaken his Etch-a-Sketch and flip-flopped.
I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
And joining us right now, Chris Begala, BegalaMcGrath.com, Ray Hill, gay activist. I want to thank you both gentlemen for joining me. Ray, I want to start with you.
Sure.
Why do you think that the president all of a sudden changed his mind? Did he just have a religious experience, or does he realize that he better say something or he's going to lose the gay vote?
Well, the gay vote's not that significant in presidential national elections, so I don't think that's the cause of it. Fact of the matter is, I think that anybody with any sense of how to maintain closets have known that the president was going to do this for a long time. He's been tossing out, in gay terms, hairpins ever since he and Michelle moved into the White House, that he was going there. Gay guys know how to maintain their closets. I mean, hell, I was a Baptist evangelist when I was a teenager. That's how you maintain a closet.
All right, well, let me ask Chris Begala this. Chris, let me ask you this. Does he not run the risk of alienating the black vote? I mean, most black voters are pretty conservatives. And how about the Latino vote? I mean, they're not going to like this, are they?
Well, you know, this is the dicey, you know, road that you travel when you're a politician. Of course he flip-flopped on it, but let's be honest. Is this unlike any other politician? No. Here's the bottom line. President Obama has to go to his base, and his base is approving of gay marriage. I'm not necessarily saying the gay vote, but the far left is strongly in favor of gay marriage. So he has to go there. Does he alienate? Yes, he alienates some of those undecideds in Missouri. Look at North Carolina. 61% of that state said no. So, yes, he will hurt himself marginally in some states, and it might mean the difference. But, you know, bottom line, you have to go where your base is, and that's what he did here.
All right. Now, Ray, are you not worried that this president is going to flip-flop again whenever it suits him and throw gays under the bus?
Well, listen, some of us live in the 16th century, and some of us live in the 21st century, and gay folks and their friends and allies happen to live in the now. Religious nuts live in at least the 19th century, if not before. And I understand you're pulling the talking points of flip-flop, but there's no flip-flop here. This could well be anticipated, and the polls show his political people did the triangulation. The polls show that this is not as hazardous as you believe that it is.
All right, let me...
Wait, just a second. Before, you say blacks and gays, blacks and Hispanics are anti-gay, that presumes, of course, that there are no Hispanic and black gays.
No. I didn't say they were anti-gay. I just said that traditionally they are conservative. Chris, let me ask you this. Was it a flip-flop, or do you think Obama was for same-sex marriage all along? He just was waiting for the right time to come out.
No, gosh, you know, who knows? All I think, though, Matt, is that by definition, of course it was a flip-flop. He was against it, and now he's for it. But let's be honest, he's not unlike any other politician. Bottom line here, it might hurt him a little bit, but in the long run, you have to make your decision to go where your base is. This isn't going to be that big of a deal come November. It's still going to be about the economy and whether or not this country is heading in the right direction economically.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for taking the time, and I certainly do appreciate it. Ray Hill and Chris Begala, BegalaMcGrath.com.